Wong's Walk. It's morning at the Smiths' home in St. Louis, Missouri. Yesterday, the family of four spent a typical evening at home. Listen as they relive their experiences. The big brother, Jake.
Yesterday evening, me and my brother were sitting around playing a video game in his room when our parents got home from work. Mom just went to lie down on the couch and didn't make any dinner. I wanted to order pizza and have it delivered, but Dad wanted Chinese. He decided to get takeout, and we went by car to a place he likes, Wong's Walk. Mom stayed home. As we were leaving, I jumped into the front seat next to my dad. Andy started whining that it was his turn to sit in the front. When I told him to shut up, Dad got mad and yelled at me. Of course, Andy got his way, and I had to switch places with him. My little brother can be such a pest. Whenever we go out, he always makes some kind of trouble.
The dad.
I had a great day at work yesterday. We finally finished moving into our new office. When I got home, the boys were starving. Judy, my wife, was only lying on the couch. I decided to take care of dinner and called Wong's Walk for takeout. Everybody liked that idea. I was hungry, so I ordered two spicy pork curries for myself, one order of chicken coconut rice for Judy, two sweet and sour beef noodles for the boys, and a couple of bottles of soda. The boys had a small argument in the car as we were leaving to pick up the food, but I don't remember now what they were fighting about. The food was great, and we all watched our favorite program on TV while we ate.
The mom.
What a day. It was like the plot of a horror movie at school. My seventh grade students were absolute monsters in the first lesson, and I almost lost it in class. During the break, I spilled hot coffee on my new white blouse. Luckily, I had a spare one in my locker. After the last lesson, there was a birthday party in the teacher's room, and I stayed to clean up, so I got home late. The boys were upstairs with the sound turned up all the way on their computer. I asked them nicely to turn it down and went to have a lie down on the couch. After 2 minutes, my husband Bill came home from work full of energy. I wanted to be wined and dined at my favorite Italian restaurant, but he wanted takeout and took the boys with him to pick it up. At least I had some peace and quiet for a while.
The little brother, Andy.
When I got home from school yesterday, I couldn't wait to try out my new video game. Jake, my big brother, came home and we started playing. We had a lot of fun until my mom got home and started yelling at us to turn it down. She was in a terrible mood. Then my dad came home and just ordered takeout without even asking us what we wanted. I would have been happy with mac and cheese. I love it and could eat it every day. As we were leaving, Jake hopped in the front seat and just looked at me, daring me to say something. He knows I get carsick when I sit in the back. Dad told us to switch places, and Jake got mad at me. The food was okay, but we had to watch that stupid program that Dad likes on TV while we ate.